Thanks for hitting that button. You are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, guys, you ready to rock? Are you excited? Well, sit back and enjoy. And welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. Hi, everyone. This is your host, Mark the Shark. I want everybody to know that not only do I have this podcast, I have another podcast about the sport of mixed martial arts. So if you're into that kind of thing, check out my other podcast called The Mark the Shark MMA Show. And if you want to be on that show or this show, make sure you contact me on Facebook at Mark the Shark MMA Show. And that's my Facebook channel. Or you can go to my website, www.markwithac.com. Again, it's www.markthesharkmmashow.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at mark_ritorto2. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, underscore Ritorto, R-I-T-O-R-T-O, 2. That's for Instagram, or Mark BJJ Fighter on Twitter. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channels. I got the Rockin' with Mark YouTube channel. That's Rockin' with Mark with a C again. Or the Mark the Shark MMA Show, all on YouTube. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast and keep on listening. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. I hope everyone's having a great day. We have a great episode in store for you. So sit back and enjoy the show.
What if you could turn back time? Save your family and avenge your father, defy a king, and steal a treasure. This is the untold story of the most famous pirate of his time. This is the story of One Eye Willie and the Jewel of the Spanish Main. Available on Amazon, iBooks, and BarnesandNoble.com. Starting December 15th. Written by Lawrence Phillip. Check it out today.
Hey guys, just want to let everybody know that if you're looking for a good suspense thriller action novel, check out the book written by me, Mark the Shark, called The Cabal, The Saga Begins. If you go to my website now, www.RitortoFamilyBooks, you can get an autographed signed copy for only $8 plus shipping. Again, go to www.RitortoFamilyBooks.com.
Hi, this is Brandy Alexander, and you are listening to The Mark the Shark Show.
Marcus Sander was a normal family man till he was captured by the Nazis, imprisoned and tortured. His only means of survival was to become a vampire. Now his only fear is on how to keep his daughter safe, but not only from the Nazis, but from the creatures of the Dark World. Marcus the Vampire, the first book in the Dark World Chronicle series, now available at www.RitortoFamilyBooks.com and on Amazon.com. Get it now.
Hi, this is Scott Olgren, and you're listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Mark the Shark Show. Today, I had a special guest, Scott Olgren, who is an entrepreneur, and he's got very interesting topics to talk about. So let's get started. Hey, Scott, so how you doing?
Good. So glad to have you. That you invited me onto your show. You know, just I know you do more than MMA, but I was there in the Bonin, you know, the Bonner and what was his name? Now I've forgotten his name.
Boris Griffin?
Yes, the Griffin fight. That was my first introduction where I had never really seen any of those fights before, and I was glued. And for years, I watched every single fight. So I thought that was interesting that was your background.
Yeah. Yeah. So for those who are listening, I have another podcast called The Mark the Shark Show that where I do interviews with a lot of MMA fighters, where this one apparently focuses on topics outside the realm of MMA, like entrepreneurship. I talk to musicians and authors and people from all walks of life. And today, Scott's going to be talking about how to take care of your mental health, how important it is for entrepreneurs to have a good state of mind. And he's got a company. I could be saying this wrong. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Synaptic Scientific.
You nailed it. That's right.
Synaptic. You got it right. Okay. Mm. So let's give us a little background on yourself and, you know, what it is that you do and how, you know, what it is you do and how you help entrepreneurs and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I kind of walked into mental health backwards. It wasn't really the focus of in my interest initially. I'm the owner and formulator of, as you mentioned, Synaptic Scientific. I just had this long interest in natural foods and strong medicinal botanicals, even going back to the 1970s, and a particular love of cognitive botanicals. And I graduated from a natural food school in the 80s. I wrote a few books on my experience about what I learned about how to repair the body, you know, the whole diet disease, diet health connection. So I wrote some books. They sold about 90,000 copies, hard copies, and lots of court digitals. And then I was working with a lot of superfood companies. That's how I made my living, different superfood companies. And this is back, you know, when green, super greens and superfoods and really nutrient dense foods were a fairly new thing. This was pre-internet, but that's kind of my focus. And I got really fascinated by the changes in health when you start eating better. Now, of course, it's, you know, pretty well known. A lot of people are interested in nutrition and they see the connection between when you have symptoms going on in your body, that one of the first things you look at is you stop eating the foods that you've been eating and maybe change your nutrition. But along the way, I got really fascinated with a particular small section of all of those botanicals called the nootropics. Nootropics, which for those of that are not familiar with that term, is spelled N-O-O, tropic, but it's with all long O's, so it's nootropic. And nootropics are basically any compound or plant that when you consume it, it has some kind of positive impact on cognition. And that can be in mental focus, it can be in motivation, it can be in mental clarity, it can be in a sense of well-being, it can be in a lowering of anxiety or lowering of depression. And there are kind of two categories of them. They're the stimulants, which most people are used to. And most, that's really what most people associate with nootropics, is something that stimulates the mind. And the stimulants by definition are things that don't necessarily contain the nutrients that the brain uses up, no different than the vitamins or protein or carbohydrates the body uses up. But instead it tweaks the chemistry of the brain. Caffeine's a great example. And caffeine doesn't actually have anything in it that is necessarily that the body needs to use, but it is capable of tweaking the brain in a way. And now I'm a big proponent of caffeine. Coffee can be, and green tea, all those are great. And in fact, I am not a negative tweaker. You know, I think there are really great situations where those are really useful. But where I became fascinated with was these more unknown, at least in our culture, plants that actually feed the brain the nutrients that it needs, meaning the precursors to serotonin, the precursors to L-DOPA, dopamine, the plants that actually give the body the oxytocin that are capable of creating those things, the choline, the plants that are rich in choline. These are all ingredients that play extremely, extremely important role in mental health. And very few people are unaware of them. So back in 2000, well, we started formulating company in 2006, but it took us, you know, again, this is like when the internet was barely out there. And I had this idea. What it was is I was in natural foods. I was selling my books. I was involved, you know, in marketing for companies or their super greens and stuff. And I walked into a 7-Eleven. I was living in Boulder, Colorado at the time. Which, by the way, you know, it's kind of like a mecca for these. And so I was very influenced by all these people who were creating these products. And I was thinking, man, I don't want to work for a company more. I want to be my own, you know, create my own. I think I've got the skills to do it. So I remember walking into this 7-Eleven, and this was just when energy drinks were really taking off. You know, remember this was Red Bull came out, all of those.
Yep.
And not only was it like, you know, a couple of bottles, it was an entire shelf, like the whole wall. I was just flabbergasted. This is like had come up during the last couple of years, and I hadn't even been aware of it because I didn't walk into 7-Elevens very often. That wasn't the source of my, you know, nutrition. So I went up and I was looking at all the ingredients, and like, I think a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to this, that a lot of times your impulse, the reason you get into something, I don't care if it's podcasting or the manufacturing of something or some new avenue that gets you going on that entrepreneurial path, is this frustration, this sense like, God darn it, no one's doing this right. I can do this better. There's a hole in the marketplace that isn't being served. I mean, I've talked to coders who've done this. You know, they got pissed off. What the reason they invented their whatever it was, that whether it was, you know, Dropbox, you know, or an app that really, you know, went crazy, is because they were pissed off. And that's what got me going. I remember filling up my, you know, truck with gas and driving off and thinking, God, these people are idiots. They're missing it. All they are is these are tweaking devices, and then they're missing the boat. So on the way home, I had that, you know, that brain fart that came from wherever, outer space, I guess, you know, that just says, well, you idiot, maybe you should be the one that did it. So within a week, man, I had bought the URL. This is back when, you know, how do you even buy a URL? 2006. I remember someone having to tell me to do that. And it was, and that
GoDaddy
was
GoDaddy or something.
Oh God, it was way before GoDaddy. Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Put this way, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know any of that. But I thought I want to be a manufacturer of a non-caffeinated nootropic. So, you know, I just started that process, which we could talk about depending on how much time you've got, but just to give you the whole arc. I started and created the world's first non-caffeinated nootropic think drink. And we, because probably we were first, we got accepted into Whole Foods, which back then was the, you know, the turning point. If you got accepted into Whole Foods, it's like,
Whole
all
Foods
right.
Whole Foods is the way to go.
Whole Foods was the way to go. And all the stores, and then 1,400 other independents across the U.S. And then we got started getting orders from London and the Ukraine and Russia. I got invited to go give a talk on brain health. I mean, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a chemist or a scientist. I don't have that background, but I was manufacturing. And it was enough to get me to get invites into Dubai and all these places. And it was really exciting. And we did fairly well. We ended up selling about 2.5 million units, cans, a year. And then a bunch of different interesting things happened, including a few global things like the Ukrainian-Russian, that wasn't turned into a war, but it turned into a very deep conflict that's still going on to this day. And $1.5 million contract just, you know, disappeared like sand. And anyways, we closed it, that first company down in 2015. But I was, you know, and that's a whole other story of like what happens as an entrepreneur when everything is right and then all of a sudden everything is wrong and you're left with nothing. It's really depressing, you know. We're speaking of mental health. It was really depressing. And it, you know, you know, you have to force yourself to get out of the bed going, wait a minute, I was, you know, I was like the hero. And it's extremely humbling, extremely, you know, it's, it tears you up. And then, you know, your wife looks at you and goes, oh, so this is what I married into, you know, and it was really weird. But anyways, just to, you know, to give the whole arc and then we can go back in during the pandemic, you know, I was doing a bunch of other things. I was doing consulting. I was working for other companies, but really in the back of my mind, I still had that pissed off feeling of I could see what I had done wrong. And one of the things I had done wrong was that I had, back when I was starting, is the whole idea was, well, you got to make your drink, you got to make your product taste really good. Well, here's the fact. Every powerful nootropic, everything that actually affects the brain in a very positive, like life-changing way. And I just got a text from an MD this morning, said, you're not going to believe what happened. I gave it to a nurse here, and his son, who's got ADHD, 16 years old, said, it's been life-changing. That's the impact that this stuff can have. So there I was during the pandemic going, I am, you know, I screwed up. I made the drink too weak. I made the formula too weak because it's bitter. That's all of nootropics, all plants that affect the brain in a positive way are alkaloids. Alkaloids are by definition bitter as hell. I mean, think of, you know, the most bitter
They changed the whole formula. It's changed the taste. Yeah, it's like a whole process, like coming up with the, you know, like products, especially when it comes with like food or drinks. I actually have a friend of mine, because you mentioned green tea before, we actually developed a company that made green tea. It's called Jade Monk. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I have.
He actually sold it, but he's still like a percentage shareholder in the company. But like, I don't know, like, I forget, I don't know where he makes his products. But I think he would actually go to the Far East to get the ingredients. I don't know where you get yours from.
Same.
Oh, you get it from the Far East. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's
and
really
he would
only
tell
place
me,
those.
Like, the whole process of bottling it. Like first, you come up with the ingredients, and then he would go through like a whole spiel, like, you know, trying to come up with the like right formula where it would taste good.
And
he would go into the he would hire people because you got to package it a certain way, I guess, to make it marketable. And then he got into Whole Foods too.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still there, but when he was there, he got into it. And it's like a whole big to do. And I always wonder how people even think of that. Because you normally, like, when like if you're thinking of going into your business for yourself, like, usually you try to, like, for me, if I were to do something, I would want something simple. You know what I mean? Because he was telling me he would spend like a lot of money just coming up with the product and
that's
whether
right.
or not it was, you went with it or not. Sometimes, you know, you'd spend like 50 grand, let's say, and he'll end up throwing the whole thing out because it didn't taste good or something.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know what you do, but I just find that fascinating how there's different types of entrepreneurs. There's people who just, all right, I just don't want to work for anybody, but I want to have my own business. And, you know, they open up a pizzeria or they open up a deli or bagel store and they just do that. And then others, they're a little bit more creative, I guess, with their thought process. And they come up with their own products like you did and he did, you know. And I guess you could say, it wasn't a guy's Facebook, Zuckerberg, right? And, you know, they come up with ways of changing. Some even come to get to the point where they actually change everybody's way of life, like, you know, it's like appropriate with Facebook and so forth.
That's,
you know,
right.
And you get the other ones that just pursue their passion, like, you know, they were a gymnast, they opened up a school or music school. So I always find that fascinating. And with your product, you mentioned that it changes the mental aspect of you know, a person's biochemical makeup, you know, how they feel and how they act. Does it have anything to do with, like, does it have any effect, like on dopamine and stuff like that? Because you say it helps people with anxiety.
Correct. Yeah, that was one of the parts of the formula that we wanted to put in there. And, you know, first off, you know, we're going to talk about things that have effects on the brain. So, you know, as with all nutritional supplements, people should check with their healthcare provider before using things like this. But this is not medicine, it's nutrition. And there are plants out there that have a positive effect on L-dopamine. And there's one in particular that it, for your listeners, if they want to Google it, have them check out a particular plant called, it's called velvet bean. Also, the Latin word is called Mucuna puriens. Mucuna puriens. Mucuna puriens is unbelievably fascinating. And it was one of those things where you think, why didn't other people know about this? Because it's been used for hundreds of years.
It starts with an M, right? M-U-C.
Correct.
Yeah.
M-U-C.
Website now, that's one of the ingredients in your product called Cognition.
Correct. The one product we have right now is just called Cognition. And this is the one thing that has this wide range of effects. And one of the effects that it has is that Mucuna has there's 400,000 plants in the botany world, 400,000 plants. There's, you know, something like 1.4 million types of algaes. There's all sorts of different types of mushrooms, but in the plant kingdom, there's right around 396,000, 400,000 plants. Well, there's a few that have, when you break them down, when people eat them, they give the body the precursors to dopamine. Dopamine is one of the most important factors, one of the compounds, hormones, also known as a neurotransmitter, that the body uses to keep yourself in that sense of well-being. It lowers anxiety. It deals with depression. So you would think that one of the first things that people were experiencing those things is to look around for the ingredients that have that. Well, Mucuna is one of the most effective. It's like you feel it very, very quickly. You feel that uptick in well-being. You have that sense of like, I'm still dealing with the same stressors of my life. I still have to go to my job. I'm still dealing with relationships. I got to drive. I got to do all these things. I got to deal with the money issues and stuff, but you don't overdo them. It's like as if you've got this even keel going on. So yes, to answer that question, Mark, one of the things it deals with is the levels of dopamine in the body. And go ahead.
Yeah, I just find that fascinating because a lot of the new things is like medicinal marijuana that you use to treat some. They try to say that would help with anxiety, and I think hemp is another product that they put out there. And I just find that fascinating that this product of yours, you know, doesn't seem like it's co-aligned with that unless I'm wrong, because I'm like looking at the ingredients. You got that you mentioned here. And
these are nutrients that actually feed that contain the ingredients or compounds that the brain either needs or they're precursors to those things. Precursors just simply means that the body is, they're in a larger compound and the body is breaking them down into the nutrients that it uses. No different than when we eat protein, the body doesn't need protein, it needs amino acids. And so the protein gets broken down into amino acids, which are easy for the body to then use in the ways that it does. So protein is a precursor to amino acids. Well, it could be said the other way around too, but you get the idea. It's basically your body breaks it down into dopamine.
And how many, like what's the amount of that someone should take of your product? Is it like it looks like these are drops, right?
Yeah, it's actually in kind of this thick liquid that we've come up with. And the reason for this, and this is really was the key that got me to turn back on the nootropic engine last year, was when I contacted my old contacts. These were actually MDs, medical doctors from India, who worked with pharmaceutical companies, but had a very strong botanical background. And I got a hold of him, told him, you know, I want to get this going, but this time I don't want to screw it up. I want to, you know, fully embrace the bitter and create a really, really the world's strongest brain tonic. And he got really excited. He says, this is what we should have done back then. We just didn't have the technology. And since the early 2000s, the ability of plant manufacturers to extract the active ingredients out of them has gone through the roof. Back in my early days, when I could get a plant and a manufacturer that could get a 5-to-1 potency, a 1-to-1 potency is if you just take a plant or a root, dry it, and then you use that. A 2-to-1 potency is where you're running it through some chemical process. And I say some chemical, I'm talking steam, I'm talking alcohol, I'm talking freeze drying, I'm talking things like that. If you were to get a 2-to-1 or 4-to-1 or even a 6-to-1, that was very good back in just 15 years ago. Well, they're now applying one of the technologies out there that's been around for a while, but no one was doing it to Ayurvedic plants. And it's something called supercritical fluid extraction. And basically it's taking and driving the temperature of these plants down with pressure and with very cold temperatures. You know, it's all stainless steel tubes. And of course it's all pressurized. It takes up, you know, the space of a large room, and they're able to get extraction rates of then 20-to-1 and 50-to-1 and 65-to-1, in some cases 100-to-1. So you're taking 100 pounds of something like Bacopa moniera, which is a very famous cognitive plant in the Indian world of medicine. And imagine taking 100 pounds of that and ending up with just 1 pound of extraction. It ends up being almost like a tar, and that's what it is. So that's what made all the difference in this formula, is that we had access to a couple of companies in India that were doing that. And the first time I got the samples and put Mark, I'm talking the size of a grain of rice under my tongue. I mean, within minutes, you just had this sense like something good was happening in the brain. So yeah, that's what makes it so powerful, is the extraction process and the potency.
Now, let me ask you a question. In your space, right, because every, you know, business has their competition, is one of your competitors on it? They have like a product called Alpha Brain.
Yeah.
Is that like one of your competitors, or is your product like totally different from theirs? Well, I just find that interesting, because I remember, because I'm a big Joe Rogan fan, obviously, right? Because he's, you know, a commentator for UFC, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody watches his or listens to his podcast or watches the video on YouTube. And I remember him, I don't know if he formulated it or they just used him as a sponsor. And I remember there was a product, and the company's called Onnit, and they had something called Alpha Brain, which helps people focus. And I guess his idea was that it would help you focus, not just getting through your workday, but help you focus on your workouts and so forth. Is that one of your direct competitors, or is your product totally different and in like a totally different space?
Yeah. Well, I guess in a sense, anything that is classified as a nootropic would be a competitor. And I'm familiar with that product. And I've always been, one of the things I've always liked about Joe is his fascination with brain chemistry and how to play with it. And so I've always been appreciative that he is helping people appreciate that. I would just say that the difference between those products and, you know, anything that has these levels of potency that I'm using is night and day. I mean, I've taken nootropics stacks, you know, since the mid 90s, back when it was very difficult to get these things. And so I've played around with all the chemical and plant-based nootropics that there are. It's just a matter of potency and efficacy that I would say. I wouldn't bring up any name of any competitor. I just know there's no one out there right now that has our level of potency. They can't. there's no way. And as soon as you taste ours, you realize, oh yeah, there's something different here. Cause it's our mix is a very bitter mix. One of the things that I learned the very expensive, very hard way is that a really effective nootropic is not a fun tasting beverage. It's not a dried pill, and it's definitely not a gummy bear. It is a very bitter, very effective formula. And we've left it specifically in the liquid forms in order to keep its efficacy high. You're basically eating. When you use this product, you are using the very essence of each of those products in a very thick liquid form. And then people on the user end can dilute it to anything they want. I myself put it in a little bit of orange juice, shake it up and down it. And it's actually quite palatable. I have other people who put it under their tongue, but I think I look at those people as sort of like the tequila drinkers, you know. I like a margarita shot. That's tough for me, but I appreciate all of it. And I do suggest to everybody, I say, with bitters, you should have something in your stomach first, and then why torture yourself and why, stress your guts? Everyone has a different, condition of their, their GI tract. So you mix it with something that's sour, lemonade, you can put it in your smoothie and then you don't taste it at all, but it's strong. And it's done that because I want people to feel the effects within minutes.
That's fascinating. Yeah, so everybody, just to give everybody a little bit more background in this company, Synaptic Scientific. It's been around, since 2007. He sells 2 million bottles a year in sales. He's in Whole Foods and 1,400 independent stores throughout America, Europe, and Russia, and so forth. And for you as an entrepreneur, Scott, what advice would you give to someone who's looking to start out in their realm?
Yeah, boy. That's why I really like what you're doing, Mark. I'm like you. I really like to encourage people to do, to get out there. I think probably the first one is protect your money, spend as little as possible. I know that there are certain realms where pretty much the opposite is the way to do it. I think of, Silicon Valley. I hear about people going out with an idea and then approaching angels, investors, and suddenly they're spending millions in their first year. I don't have any knowledge of that. I've always been a scrapper. And I think that most people listening to this audience they've got an idea and they need to get their foot on the ground with it. And in that case, whatever it is that you figure out how to do it cheaply. You can go the expensive route. If you want to do that, then great. Get in front. Then you have to learn how to get in front of angel investors and do the whole thing. Hey, we found a building. The rent's going to be, $14,000 a month. We think we can start with 15 people. I'm more the opposite. I want to own as much of my company as possible. Not because I'm afraid to give it away. I will give pieces of it away as we start climbing up. I can't wait to do that. But to do it right from the beginning, I've done it too many times to know what it's like to give the authority of the rules and the decision-making to someone else. And I've spent too many, evenings in tears, as an adult man in tears going, I fucked up. I really screwed up because I can't have enough say in the direction of this company. And I'm only seeing that we're going to end up on the rocks in 2 or 3 years. So that would be my first suggestion is, control your costs. Start out in your house, start out in your basement, start out, no, you don't need a new chair. Can you get by with your old crappy Windows machine before you buy the new MacBook Pro? Really, you've got to control it. You want to be so proud that your first 6 months, you wasted nothing because you're going to be surprised where you're going to need your capital. You're going to be really surprised. I mean, this last formula almost broke me. because the R&D on it was 9 months. And I thought I'd be, I just had, you know, I had the hubris thinking, oh no, I've done this before. I'll be done in 6 weeks. Baloney. Took me months to get it right, And it was worth it because the results we're getting are through the roof. It's just astounding. So, but that cost me money. It cost me a lot of money, Mark. And had I, you know, done all the things that I would have had to be borrowing money. And man, we ended up not having to. So that would be the first rule.
Great. That's great. And I appreciate your insight today and being on the show today, Scott. It was great having you. And for people, check out his product. I mean, there's millions of people out there, you know, throughout the U.S. and the world that suffer from depression. And his products, you know, can help you out, you know. And yeah, it was great. Again, it was great having you on the show. And again, his website is called synapticscientific.com. I will put a link to his website so you can check out his products in the description of this particular podcast episode. And you can contact him through the website as well. If there's any entrepreneurs that are like, you know, got any questions or people who are looking to buy this particular product to help their mental state and mental health. And yeah, I can't thank you enough. I thought this was a very good conversation we had here, and it's a very good topic. It's very important for people to have good mental health. And I just find your story fascinating, how someone just goes from zero, comes up with like a very unique idea, and it works.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to, you know, more specifics about entrepreneurship. I'd love to be on again at some point, Mark. So yeah. Let's stay in touch. And in fact, you know, before I got on, I created a coupon code for anyone who is interested in trying the product. They'll get 20% off if they use the, and you can, I don't know how, if you can type it out or show people.
Yeah, I'll put it in the, cool. It's, to it now, but I'll put it in the case notes too.
Yeah. It's just first 20. So it's the word first, F-I-R-S-T, and then 20. First 20. There no spaces.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for people who listen to this particular episode, there you go. You don't have the excuse now to not check out his product and help your mental state of mind. And yeah, it's great, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right. All right, everybody. This episode is a particular wrap. And please continue to listen to future podcast episodes as we roll them out. And again, have a great day.
Hey, guys. Just want to let everybody know that if you're looking for a good suspense thriller action novel, check out the book written by me, Mark Bashar, called The Cabal, The Saga Begins. If you go to my website now, www.retortofamilybooks.com, you can get an autographed signed copy for only $8 plus shipping. Again, go to www.retortofamilybooks.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Driggs, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
Hi, everyone. Well, fortunately, all good things must come to an end, and that's all we have for this particular podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you keep following my podcast here, the Mark the Shark Show, and keep listening and look out for future podcast episodes.